via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Donald Trump is facing backlash today over two fronts. First, over his assertion that he, not the states, has the ultimate authority to decide when to lift stay-at-home directives and reopen the country's economy. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said today he would refuse and legally challenge any order by the president to reopen his state's economy amid the coronavirus pandemic if the order would put the public at risk. At a White House briefing on Monday, the president said he calls the shots in a reply to a question from VOA about whether consortiums of states developing their own reopening plans pose a challenge to his authority to declare a national reopening amid the coronavirus pandemic. Also yesterday, President Trump presented a campaign-style video promoting his defense of his actions combating the emerging coronavirus threat earlier this year, but skips over his actions during the entire month of February when he often downplayed concerns. Now the president is trying to defend himself against news accounts showing that he was warned in February about the advance of the virus in the United States, even as he publicly dismissed concerns and said health officials had it under control. The death toll in New York, by the way, ticked up a bit after 2 days of being below the 700 mark, prompting analysts to seek out a ray of hope that the death toll may have in fact been on its way down, but not the case, as the city overnight saw 768 deaths. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders on Monday formally endorsed his rival, former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, for U.S. president in the November national election against Republican President Donald Trump. And today, media outlets are reporting that another endorsement is coming off the back burner, and this time it's former President Barack Obama ready to give his presidential nod to his VP. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization said today that the number of new cases of COVID-19 is easing in some parts of Europe, including Italy and Spain, but outbreaks are still growing in Britain and Turkey. WHO spokeswoman Dr. Margaret Harris told a briefing in Geneva that 90% of the cases are coming from Europe and the United States. On vaccines, Dr. Harris said that candidate vaccines had to go through human safety trials and that the vaccines should not be expected before at least 12 months. British Finance Minister Rishi Sunak said the government was not facing a choice between slowing the spread of the coronavirus or protecting the economy. He says it's clear we must defeat this virus as quickly as possible. Sunak said on Tuesday that it is not a choice between health and economics. That defies common sense. Some media reported tensions between Sunak and Health Minister Matt Hancock over the duration of the government's coronavirus lockdown, which is hammering the economy. With the number of infections in his country at more than 10,300, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced Tuesday a nationwide lockdown would run through May the 3rd. Nigeria also is adding 2 more weeks to lockdown orders, while Turkey's president says a 48-hour weekend lockdown will be repeated this week. As though a worldwide pandemic were not enough, the southern states here in the U.S. have been devastated by storms that killed more than 30 people in the southeast and are spreading even more misery. The severe weather outbreak that began on Easter in the deep south caused floods, mudslides, and more than 1 million power outages by Monday. Officials say 11 died in Mississippi, 8 more died in Georgia. Other deaths were reported in Arkansas, Tennessee, and the Carolinas. China is turning its eye to its northeastern border with Russia in a bid to stamp out possible second wave of coronavirus infections. It comes as the country's number of new daily cases rose to its highest in nearly 6 weeks, with more than 90% of those involving people from abroad. Half involved Chinese nationals returning from Russia's far eastern federal district. Thousands of displaced Syrians have begun moving back to their homes in war-torn Idlib province, despite the risk of renewed conflict, some driven by fear that the new coronavirus would wreak havoc on their cramped camps near the Turkish frontier. The choices are grim for Syrian refugees who remain in tightly packed camps near the Turkish border, where the coronavirus could spread like wildfire, or they could return to the war zone from which they fled in Idlib province. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.